The most uniform, and perhaps the most significant, historical finding was a long-standing, sometimes lifelong, history of erratic control over aggressive impulses. For example, three of the men, throughout their lives, had been frequently involved in fights which were not ordinary altercations, and which would have become homicidal assaults if not stopped by others. Here, in excerpt, are a number of other observations contained in the study. Despite the violence in their lives, all of the men had ego images of themselves as physically inferior, weak, and inadequate. The histories revealed in each a severe degree of sexual inhibition. To all of them, adult women were threatening creatures, and in two cases there was overt sexual perversion. All of them, too, had been concerned throughout their early years about being considered sissies, physically undersized or sickly. In all four cases, there was historical evidence of altered states of consciousness, frequently in connection with the outbursts of violence. Two of the men reported severe dissociative trance-like states during which violent and bizarre behavior was seen, while the other two reported less severe and perhaps less well-organized amnesiac episodes. During moments of actual violence, they often felt separated or isolated from themselves, as if they were watching someone else. Also seen in the historical background of all the cases was the occurrence of extreme parental violence during childhood. One man said he was whipped every time I turned around. Another of the men had many violent beatings in order to break him of his stammering and fits, as well as to correct him for his allegedly bad behavior. The history relating to extreme violence, whether fantasied, observed in reality, or actually experienced by the child, fits in with the psychoanalytic hypothesis that the child's exposure to overwhelming stimuli before he can master them is closely linked to early defects in ego formation and later severe disturbances in impulse control. In all of these cases, there was evidence of severe emotional deprivation in early life. This deprivation may have involved prolonged or recurrent absence of one or both parents, a chaotic family life in which the parents were unknown, or an outright rejection of the child by one or both parents, with the child being raised by others. Evidence of disturbances in affect organization was seen. Most typically, the men displayed a tendency not to experience anger or rage in association with violent aggressive action. None reported feelings of rage in connection with the murders, nor did they experience anger in any strong or pronounced way, although each of them was capable of enormous and brutal aggression. Their relationships with others were of a shallow, cold nature, lending a quality of loneliness and isolation to these men. People were scarcely real to them, in the sense of being warmly or positively, or even angrily, felt about.